Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Flint Hill.
That'd be really weird.
Yeah.
Not Flint, Michigan, but
no,
Flint Hill.
It could be in Flint, Michigan, because of, you know, the water. They got, you know, they call
it
could
be in
the
Jackson.
Brown water, but you know, in Flint, it's just actual water.
Yeah, well, sometimes my water's like that too. That's why I have a water filter on my sink.
As you should. Yep. If you're in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Of course, Mississippi State will be looking to grill up a lot of beef this weekend with the Texas Longhorns coming into town. Later this week, we're going to talk to Joe Cook of Inside Texas. And we've talked about this before. His wife is a Bulldog alum and from West Point. And before the interview started, I was like, you're going to hit up Anthony's? And he's like, yeah. Well, she's like, she made the reservation in January. That's probably about right.
So, a West Point girl, she knows.
She knows. I was like, get the Creole ribeye. You can't go wrong. All I had to do was say
fried crawfish tails. Barbecue fried crawfish tails.
But Anthony's is home of a great steak restaurant. Tyler, we all talk about great steaks. Great steaks all around Starkville and around the state of Mississippi.
Beef. Two brothers have a steak?
They don't have a steak. They have prime rib sandwich. There you go.
We're gonna need like a dinner night at Two Brothers like once every quarter, like a steak night, where like all they cook is steak.
Yeah, I mean you got my.
That'd be great.
I got a text from Joe Cook as we were having this discussion. Beef, that's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Everything state script, interlocking, M over S. We believe, Robbie, this is going to be an interlocking weekend at Mississippi State. There's been a lot of talk that this is going to be the unveiling of the maroon interlocking helmet. Be prepared. Stop by College Corner, get a maroon interlocking polo. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, flowed by the Half Shell, or shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, just mentioned them. Starkville's best restaurant for a great steak. You can go to Restaurant Tyler, but you can go there for a great lunch. You can go there for a great Sunday brunch. Whatever you want to eat, whatever time, Restaurant Tyler will provide the most fantastic meal you can get in the city of Starkville. A dinner at Restaurant Tyler. Yeah, this weekend, it's going to be a chore. I'm just going to let you. I made that reservation. It's going to be tough, but if you can get in, get a table, you will enjoy one fantastic meal each and every time you eat at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a bank that knows you as well as it knows your money. You need to talk to the good people at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Wednesday means the rumblings here on Thunder and Lightning. And as you know, the Thunder and Lightning rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in Starkville, if you're in the Golden Triangle, if you're in the Tupelo area, call Paul Davis Restoration. Let's just jump right in. We've got some great questions today and plenty of them. Ryan Reynolds The actor?
His first today, huh?
Yeah, he jumped in, yeah. I'll rank these poor coaching decisions from the Florida games. This is how we're going to go, huh? We're just going to have to just relive all this trauma. Okay, let's do it.
We got people who's posting they're posting the all 22
Yeah.
of the just let's just stop.
You
We
know,
just move on with our lives.
if somebody were to come up to me right now and just kick me right in the groin, I wouldn't be like, hey, I wouldn't, the next day be like, hey, Robbie, remember when I got kicked in the groin? I would just move on with my life. I would try to forget.
This is why the rumblings exist.
Yes. Maybe we should start doing the rumblings on Monday. Just get it over with. I don't know.
No, it'll be way worse because
Yeah,
on
you're right.
Monday they'll really want to get their
Much
questions in early.
fresher. Seeing Kamario Taylor up the middle four straight plays. QB draw with Chapin on fourth and two. Calling a timeout with 29 seconds left instead of letting the clock run down or kick the field goal. The real thing there is calling timeout and not letting making Florida call a timeout. Calling a passing play when all you need is to a field goal to win and you're already in field goal range, or sticking with concrete feet Chapin as the quarterback. Rank them, Robbie.
Well, the run calls, I'm now of the belief that those are more on the players. Now, like I think that those were run calls, but the reads were on Kamario and Blake, and like this, their discretion on what to do with those plays. So I don't think Jeff Lebby was saying run up the middle on four straight plays. I think that was a decision made on three of them by
They called
Kamari.
four RPO plays and they made the read to keep it four times in a row.
And if it wasn't an RPO, which might not have been an RPO on all four of those, but you still have a read on those plays.
Yeah.
So there might not be a pass on that play, but there's still a read. And
Right.
on two of them, especially, Xavier Gayton is like moving across. And they just kind of run the football, and he's wide open on off the edge. So that one's probably last for me because I don't think that's really a coaching decision
Okay.
so much. Now, bringing in Blake Chapin to run the football on that fourth down, I think is a coaching decision that they
Yeah.
probably should have done.
Right.
And we can probably lump those together: quarterback draw with Chapin and running
No,
KT.
number one is the pass on the last play. That
Yes. And
undisputed.
number two is calling timeout.
Yeah.
And then, I just don't know. I don't know if State is ready to just move Kamario full time in as a starter. If he's not able to make the correct decisions right now on a read, then like why are you pushing him in there right away to be a starting quarterback in the SEC? I think a lot of people are making Blake Chapin out to be worse than he actually is. Now, I'm not saying he's a great quarterback. I'm not saying that he's top of the SEC or anything like that. I actually think he's bottom tier in the SEC. But I don't think he's as bad as people are saying he is. I think there's a handful of plays throughout the game that hurt Mississippi State that he makes or doesn't make. But there's a lot of other plays that he does make that he doesn't get credit for. So, just the decisions that he makes right now, I still think he's the better option. That maybe is the last on the coaching decision right now.
I
I'm
believe.
inclined to change my mind. If they bring
Okay.
Kamario Taylor in and he is showing the ability to run the offense and fully capable of doing all that, then yeah, I might change my mind on that. If we have physical evidence that Kamario can come in there and he is better right now at running that offense than Blake Chapin. But we haven't seen that yet. All we've seen is Kamario running the football. So
All right. Steve Mormon asks us, is there any goodwill at all left for this team? Do we need to get Jackie Sherrill to castrate another bull to get some positive vibes going again? Did Lebby take the hit for Chapin's interception by saying he loved the call to not throw his quarterback under the bus like Praise Freezus would? All right, two things. First off, if you're the Jackie thing, got a great interview coming up later this week with our friend Matt Caldwell, former MSU offensive lineman. You didn't tell me he was sick, by the way.
yes, he was in the
I didn't
hospital.
know he got on the thing. And I was like, he's lost a ton of weight, and then he told me he'd been in the hospital. So I'm glad he's doing better. But he relives that story, and he's got some additions that are absolutely hilarious. You'll want to check that out.
Talked to him this summer about that. I did an interview with him this summer about that. He definitely has some good stories.
That's good with the good stories. But the answer to the same question, that's an interesting point because, you know, Hugh Freeze would just been like, yeah, I don't know what Jackson was thinking right there. Would have thrown him under the bus.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, well, and I think in a way he kind of, he didn't shy away from Shapen making the mistake there by saying he liked the call. Because when you say you like the call, you are kind of throwing Shapen under the bus. He didn't execute the play. Levy did his job on the play. Shapen didn't. That's what I gathered from that.
Okay.
I'm not saying that was his
intention.
It doesn't
sound as bad, though. It doesn't.
No,
sound
it doesn't.
As bad as just.
I don't. No. The way he framed it, I think, was fine.
Yeah.
As far as protecting Shapen.
Right.
But I'm just saying I don't think that it was a move to just protect Shapen because he said in there that he thought he made the correct call. So, and as far as positive vibes or you know goodwill, the defense playing the way that it is,
yeah,
is enough goodwill for me. And let's be honest, if they win this game, everybody's back on board.
Yeah,
that's literally if they would have won that ball game the other day, 24-23, as up and down as it was. Nobody would have been talking about fire Jeff Lebby. It's time to get rid of Jeff Lebby. Everybody
right.
would have been talking about we're going to go stomp Texas. We're about to be bowl eligible next week.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would have been discussing Jeff Lebby in the way they are. That's how thin the margin is in this league and in college football in particular. Like if you just win ball games, especially at a place like Mississippi State, you're going to have that goodwill. That's literally how easy it is for Jeff Lebby. If he just wins games, people will follow him. So that's kind of where he is right now. They need to win this weekend.
Agreed. JB Holloway, you can do one of the following. What do you want to accomplish? In this scenario, everyone loves your work. Write and record the perfect album. Write the perfect novel. Write the script and direct the perfect movie. I think for you, I think it's got to be the music one, right?
It would be music. If I sold my soul to the devil, which I wouldn't, mother, because I'm a God-fearing man, I have Jesus in my heart, I would never do that. But if I was Robert
Neville
Johnson.
Came down to Louisville. He was looking for Robbie Falk.
If I went to the crossroads and I sold my soul, it would be for music.
Yeah.
And one thing, like, I feel like I can play okay on the guitar. I have a solid voice,
a
decent
good singer.
Voice.
Yeah.
I can't write songs.
Yeah.
I can read music, all that stuff. I cannot write songs. And like that's one of the reasons when I talked to Hardy yesterday, like I wanted to get his like how his brain works on writing music because I can't do it. I've tried to write songs like and I write for a living, but I cannot put together a song. And so that would be it. It would be writing a perfect album.
Yeah.
It was amazing yesterday I talked to him. If you guys haven't listened to that interview, you should.
Check it out, yeah.
When I talked to him, like one of those albums he wrote was The Mockingbird and the Crow.
Yeah.
And it starts as a country album and in the middle of the album he has the song Mockingbird and the Crow that is like a split song. Like it starts off kind of country and
it's
then
kind
it
of a
changes.
Concept album.
Yes. The middle of the song changes to like rock and it's kind of like a more darker, like, you know, middle finger to the industry. You can't tell me what to do kind of stuff. And then the rest of the album is rock.
Yeah.
He wrote that song last. He wrote that album and that was the last song he wrote.
Wow.
And the song, he had no intentions of it being the way that it was. It worked out perfectly that it was like country meshing into rock.
Yeah.
And so that kind of stuff is genius to me, and I can't do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be it. That would be my answer.
I would go for the perfect novel. I mean, can you imagine being able to tell people you were a best-selling author? How cool would that be? Just be able to be like, oh, yeah, I was a best-selling author. That'd be a lot of fun. I just think, you know, for me, like I like to watch movies. I don't necessarily know that I would direct one. I can't sing at all, so I don't even
think about how much money you would make on that movie, though.
You make a lot of money. Money's not everything, though. You know, it's about being a great writer, or being a great husband, a great dad, things like that. So,
Yeah, money's not everything, but you literally said that you would be an Ole Miss fan if someone paid you
that's a
like
big number.
$100,000.
That's a big. Now, 100,000 is not what I said.
Well, what's the cutoff?
If we can do like a quarter mil a year, it's got to be. It's a year. It's not the one-time payment. You got to renew that loyalty, that fake
You
loyalty.
know, I'm not that vain. If someone had to pay me to be an Ole Miss fan, I think I would just keep with what I got going.
Well,
I can't be looked at that because the Ole Miss fans will be looking at me like, "Well, you're only an Ole Miss fan because we paid you." And the Mississippi State fans would be saying, "You
know
turned
what I
your
would
back on
say?
Mississippi State
You're
because of
like, you're only an Ole Miss fan because we paid you. Yeah, but you guys love Laquon Treadwell, don't you? You
That's true.
love Laramie Tunsil, didn't you? Don't act.
Well, I
I've
mean, look at
been buying
the
fandom for years.
Yeah, do you think these people from New Jersey are actually
Yeah,
like Ole Miss fans? Now that
exactly.
they didn't get paid, but
Exactly.
they got a cheaper deal, I think, to come to school.
Brick Thomas, I thought every state fan had seen everything. Obviously not. I'll spare you all the question of something other than the game. Thank you. What's your ideal vacation? What makes you happy? Basketball season is almost here and baseball season is close. What is your ideal vacation, Robbie Fall?
What would my ideal vacation be? If I could go anywhere in the world, I think I would go overseas, probably to Italy, go see Rome.
Okay. I know
I would love to
a
see the Colosseum. That's what I'm saying. If I had the money,
guy.
if maybe Robert St. John could give me a little bit of discount.
Maybe the friends and family discount, yeah.
Yeah, see, that would be awesome to go on that trip. Or, I mean, historical trips are what I'm looking for. I would love to go to Normandy, and see the beaches there and where all that battle happened. I would love to go to England, like some of those places. But for like a realistic vacation that I would normally do, it's the mountains. I absolutely love the mountains. I want a cabin up in the mountains where there's no one around me. I can go sit on the back porch. I can go sit in a hot tub on the porch and just look across the mountains, see the trees. That's ideal for me.
For me, I maybe I'm unusual, but I'd love a big city vacation. I had a great time in Chicago. I had a great time in New York. You know, if I can go around and just kind of, when I go on trips, man, I want to eat. So as many great restaurants as I can hit in a few, however long I'm there, that's what I want to be able to do. I want to be able to see cool sights. I don't mind the history. You know, when you go up to the north, you get a lot of that. That's me. That's what I enjoy doing. If I can get a sporting event in there, by all means. If I can go to a hockey game or a basketball game or a baseball game, I'll do that. Let's see here. Brogan Fairchild asks us, what game show do you think you would have had the best chance of winning if you made it on? If Stump the Schwab was a thing, I could have done well.
Yeah, probably so.
I could still do Jeopardy. Okay.
Jeopardy, probably not, but it would have been that Beat Shazam show
Oh
that he
yeah,
argued.
you would have been the if we had gotten into that, you would have been the powerhouse on that one.
That is one thing, like in like trivia, whatever. That's one thing that I'm not good at a lot of things, but naming songs or naming artists, like the second it hits my ears, is like the one like Rain Man thing I have. So yeah, that would probably be it for me. Sports trivia, I'm up and down on. I know a lot of it, but I'm not as confident in that. I think you would be a pretty good contestant on like the Stump the Schwab type thing. It's totally like music trivia for me, and like pop culture, like music and movies.
All right. What was the ideal adult beverage to have after the game Saturday night? As friend of the show, Adam Kramer, who tweets as kegs and eggs would call it, a Windex colada.
Yeah, Clorox.
Yeah. Just Windex water, ice, a little Clorox on top.
I drank Windex in class one time for laughs. That's probably what's happened to me.
That explains quite a bit, if you're being honest.
I used to do crazy things for laughs in school. That was dumb.
Yeah.
That's what you do at academies. You try to fit in. When you go to private school, like you're trying to fit in, so you do outrageous things like that.
Yeah.
So I did. I drank a little bit of Windex. It probably killed a few brain cells.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But I might have done that out of necessity on Saturday night.
Right. I think I'm gonna do about three more questions about this damn game, and then we're moving on. I don't know if I can go.
I'm kind of there too.
All right, so we'll do.
I don't want to talk about this game anymore.
We've got three more questions. The next three questions. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, the next three questions are about this game. Here they are. And then after that, if you don't answer, if you asked about this game, we're moving on. We're on to
this show might be a quick ending.
Yeah, we're on to Texas. Josh, where do you rank Levy's play call in the worst play calls in Mississippi State history? I already know what the old number one is for me. It is 2002, Mississippi State up three. They just need to take a knee to end the game. And instead, they ran a quarterback draw with Kevin Fant, and he got hurt.
Oh.
All they had to do was take a knee to end a miserable 11-8 game against Troy. But Jackie decided to run a quarterback draw, and Fant got hurt, and that's why Kyle York started the next week. Shout out Kyle York, listener.
Yikes.
That's the old number one. I'll put this one. It's up there. It's up there for me. Trying to think of, like, what is there something that really stands out? I was like, what on earth were they thinking there? Like, any Dan Mullen punt?
That jump pass or whatever Tyson Lee did against LSU.
No. That was a great play call. That was a touchdown.
I mean, you have an absolute stud in the backfield.
No, you don't. Tyson Lee, all he has to do is float the ball. Instead,
you don't have a stud in the backfield?
You did. No, I see what you're saying. Okay, never mind. I thought you were saying you have to have one to run that play. You don't. The play call was great. It should have been a touchdown. It was poorly. That's one where I will say execution was the issue.
But that's just getting cute.
I agree.
You have Anthony Dixon in the backfield who literally drug like three men into the end zone from 20 yards out against Houston. There was no reason not to just give him the ball.
I don't disagree.
It's just getting cute. I didn't like the play call. It was a lack of execution. It was a Marcus Green that didn't catch the ball.
Well, I mean, the throw was bad. Like, instead of floating the ball up, Tyson just sort of fires it into the line of scrimmage, and Chad Jones deflects it. Yeah. So.
Oh, boy.
Big Dog asks us, what's the most Mississippi State moment in the past calendar year? The INT versus Florida, the missed layup by Murphy versus Alabama, or wearing beautiful interlocking and losing in them twice? It is easily the interception. That's got to be number one. But, man, I had forgotten about Keyshawn Murphy missing that bucket. He was just – all he's got to do is lay it in.
Dunk it.
Yeah, dunk it. Yeah. So, oh, well. John, you know when a corner – no, I'm sorry. This is not a – okay, we got one more question we can take. This is not about the game. John, you know when a cornerback gets burned, the then wide-open wide receiver just happens to drop the pass and the quarterback to run up and do the pass incomplete arm motions and swords into holster celebration? That's done when I'm dictator. Thoughts? John, you could run on that platform, and I would vote for you.
I hate that.
That's one of your pet peeves is the DB giving you the whole incomplete when he did nothing. The ball, the receiver just dropped the ball when he was wide open.
Yeah, that was an Ole Miss staple when they had those terrible defenses a few years ago. Yeah. And then it got transferred over to Mississippi State last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, they still have a few guys doing it this year after they get beat.
Yes.
So, yeah, that you're not like – you didn't lock someone down when they dropped the ball or they overthrew the receiver.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Watkins, PG-13 movies get one F-bomb per movie. If your podcast was a PG-13 movie, would you have used your one after that game? So I get like one in the whole year, or is I get one per show? Because I absolutely would have used one in that situation.
Like if you were watching it live?
Oh, I'm watching it live. That's R-rated. I'm sorry. There's no PG-13.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't. As far as I understand, you have not dropped an F-bomb on this show.
I have never dropped an F-bomb. I have.
So I don't
I
think
said
that would have
he's.
happened on this podcast. But is he saying like between you and I?
Yeah, he's
Wait,
saying
what?
if we could do it,
Okay.
would I have done it after this game? Yes, I would have. Yes.
I wouldn't have done it
You
while this was
wouldn't.
recording.
Yeah.
I might have slipped up and I might have slipped up and said a few
Well,
bad words the other day.
we all fall short. It's okay.
But that's we're human. And
My favorite.
Mississippi State turns us into bad people sometimes.
One of my favorite things is with PG-13 movies, because they did, he's right, they get one F word, right? So it's like,
Yeah.
where would you put it? Like Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, where's the F word?
Yeah, I mean, did they drop F-bombs back then?
They didn't, but I know what mine would be. They have a bleeping cave troll.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Former, just saying that, that would have, I would have like, yes.
One of the best ones ever in a PG-13 movie was Dodgeball.
Yes.
At the very end,
Chuck Norris.
whenever Ben Stiller is like
White Goodman.
just like he's gotten to 400 pounds and
Yeah. Is eating
he
ice cream
says,
out of the
"Effing
tub?
Chuck Norris."
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That was the last sentence of the entire movie. They waited to the very end to drop it in there.
Why did State trans I'm sorry, Miles Smith asked, why did State transition to calling it Davis Wade Stadium rather than Scott Field, but stuck with Duty Noble Field rather than Polk DeMint Stadium? Elite question. Don't know the answer.
I've wondered that why it's not why people don't call it Scott Field anymore. I mean,
Nobody
I think
calls
it
it Scott
technically
Field.
still is.
It is. It's Davis Wade Stadium. It's Scott Field at Davis Wade Stadium.
It's just nobody calls it Scott Field anymore.
Right. Don Scott getting, I mean, an Olympian.
Did people use like and this is a good point on the baseball part, but on football, like, do people use the field
No.
thing, Kyle
No.
Field?
Kyle Field is a football stadium.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Nobody, not, Duty Noble Field. What isn't Georgia's field?
Foley Field.
Holy Field. Yeah. So I don't know. It's a good question. It's a really good
Yeah,
question.
I think it just kind of differs from place to place.
Yeah. I will do a few more here and then we'll go to the break. Jimmy Evans, rate using Ole Miss mascots how funny it will be if Kiffin bolts for Florida, since seemingly every Ole Miss fan says there ain't no way. In terms of funniness, it would be their funniest mascot is Tony the Land Shark. All right, especially when they
Yes.
did that thing where he would go like at and like walk out on the field and had like the crowd with the synchronized. I remember the 2018 Egg Bowl. I forget who it was. It may have been who was covering Ole Miss at that time for the Ledger.
18.
Yeah, so Tyler was here for us. Who was there with Ole Miss? Is that Eckert? No, Will. What's his name? Nick Suss.
Was it Nick Suss then, or was it Daniel Paulding, or whatever?
Ooh, it
Was
might have
that the
been.
guy's name?
I think it was Nick Suss. I could be wrong, but
Could be.
when that thing, when like the lights dim, he was just like, "Y'all aren't gonna believe what you're about to see." And I watched it, and I remember tweeting. I was like, "I got no idea what this is." It was miserable. Yes, the funniest one is the
And they
shark.
scored what, 3 points in that
Three
game?
points. That's right. Those are good times. I want to go back to that. Bearded
You
man,
have
fish.
nothing.
I know. How good are these upcoming baseball classes going to be? Seems like a lot of big time commitments so far. Yeah.
They're
Yeah.
going to be
Yeah.
really good.
Yeah.
Next year's class, I think, will be good, will be really good. Like this year's
26,
incoming
pardon.
class for next year. 27 has a chance to be the best they've ever had.
Yeah.
And they had a number one class in 95,
94.
94. This one has a chance to be better. And like I've had a lot of people ask, you know, well, are they going to go pro? I mean, this is how I'll say it. This is how a big time program recruits. This is how Vanderbilt and LSU and Arkansas and these teams, that's how they recruit. This is how Mississippi State is supposed to be recruiting. If you have a staff in place that is doing it the right way, that is taking advantage of the resources, and this staff too is not, it's not just a resource thing, they're just out recruiting everybody else. This is how Mississippi State should be recruiting. They're going to have probably a, if not the number one class, it'll be a top three class in 2027. And not all those players are going to go pro. So what you do is you stack as much talent as you possibly can, If that's 15 players, and you lose six of them to the MLB, you still got a pretty good chunk of, top 150 players. Right now, they have six top 100 players out of seven. And if I had to guess, they could get half of those guys to school, I think. I think they can convince half of those guys to get to school. That's a big deal if you convince three out of the six top 100 guys to come to school. And they're still going to get more coming in this class. So stack as what I always say is stack as much talent as you possibly can,
And let the
but the
chips
chips
fall where
fall where they may. And
they
then whatever you don't get, you go get the portal.
There you go. All right. Last one before the break here. Richard Harbison, my son, Aiden, who listens with me when I take him to school, has a few questions. Hello, Aiden. Appreciate you guys listening in. Who is your favorite all-time Mississippi State player in any sport? You can go first. Who's your favorite all-time Bulldog, regardless of sport?
That's a tough one.
Is it? Mine's not tough.
Yeah, mine's tough because I have several that are kind of near and dear to my heart. I mean, it would probably be Dak, but if I take away that, if I just go to like my fandom side of it when I was growing up, is probably J.J. Johnson. And then in basketball, it's Timmy Bowers. And in baseball, it would be growing up, Matthew Maniscalco.
Well, he just asked for my favorite in any sport. So my all-time number one is Dante Jones. That's
I was
my
going to say Dante Jones or Darryl Wilson. I couldn't remember which one was your
love Dante
favorite in that
Jones
group.
so much. My all-time favorite. Also, would you rather be the head coach or the star player? I would definitely rather be the star player. Would absolutely want to be the player.
Yeah. Sorry.
Right there.
Down the windpipe.
That happens, yeah. All right. All
No,
right.
the head coach is the one that is getting blamed for everything more often than not. So, yeah, it would be the star player for sure.
All right, why don't you hit the mute button there, and I'll tell everybody about Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District and the Older Brother. Two great places to eat in the city of Starkville. Maybe our favorite places to eat right there in the Cotton District, right in the middle of everything. On a football game day weekend, the Cotton District is the place to go, and Two Brothers is the hub for that. If you want to enjoy great food Saturday before you go to the game, grab some food, watch some college football with all the big screen TVs. It's a great place to be. You want to be there at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Hey.
One more time.
Bad day.
All right. It felt angry. I just wanted to be sure.
I was angry.
All right. If you need technology for your business, a new copier, a new printer, whatever it is, call Advantage Business Systems today. That way, when you get the product, you get the service that comes with it, the guarantee that if something goes wrong, they're there to take care of you. A lot of times the same day as you, because why? They're in Mississippi, just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. By now, Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Are you going to be in Starkville this weekend? Do you need Mississippi State gear? If so, the place to go is Maroon & Co. I was told today, I don't know if we got it as a tweet or what. I got to find it, but evidently you don't have to say Thunder 15. You can just say the Thunder and Lightning discount. They know what it is. So there you go. We've finally arrived. You don't even have to use the real code, but just say it anyway. Thunder 15, 15% off your purchase of regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Everything maroon and white under one roof. Whether you're going to be in Starkville or if you want to shop online at maroonandco.com, use our promo code and shop Maroon and Co. The holidays are getting closer, guys. And if you're a guy who wants, some power tools for Christmas, if you want a new John Deere mower for Christmas, if you need a new grill for Christmas, you need to start putting the word out to those that are buying your gifts that they need to go to Saltillo and see our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, especially for those John Deere mowers. Up to 0%, I'm sorry, as little as 0% of financing, up to 60 months in some cases. They can make your credit work. Give their guys a call and talk to them. They'll lay out a great plan for you. Whatever you're looking for, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden is going to have it. They have what you want for less at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. If you're a landowner and you've got timber issues, Good Hope Land and Timber can get you taken care of with relative ease. because they've been doing it for a long time and they've got the best people. And that makes it pretty easy for them. When you've got a group that is fully trained and has years of experience and they can handle just about anything from plantation thinning to timber management, development harvesting, whatever it is, that's you've got it's a one-stop shop for all your land and timber needs at Good Hope Land and Timber. So if you are a landowner, if you've got 100 acres, or if you've got a few thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber is here and ready to win your trust and your business. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, let's get back into it here. Hail State 39. Why do Lebby and Hutzler always wear long sleeves regardless of the temp? That's a great question. I don't know how they do it either. Like, it's hot outside and then Lebby's out there in the shacket. I'm like, buddy, you're a big guy. You should be, you know, almost wearing like, you should be like on the Biff Poggi road route.
A lot of these coaches now, they're, I don't know if they're like trying to shed weight or something.
Well, this is
They
like this new
wear.
thing too. You know what I'm talking about? Like they've started telling people like if you wear long sleeves when it's hot, you stay cooler because the sun doesn't get directly on your skin. I don't know if I believe that or not, though.
It probably depends on too, like the product that you're wearing,
Material, yeah.
because there are things that you can wear that's like dry fit and stuff that could probably keep you cooler. It's kind of like that idea. It's not an idea, it's an actual thing. Like dogs, like you're not supposed to shave, especially certain dogs, because the sun protects the dogs during the summer and of
Correct.
course keeps them warm in the winter. During the summer it cools them down, having the fur or whatever. Like my dog, like I can't shave my dog. I just kind of shed it. But like I think the real reason is they're all like trying to lose weight. Like I saw like a couple walking around yesterday with like hoodies on with the hood up. Like just walking around, it's just, you know, it kind of is maddening to watch. But hey, if they think it helps them, I remember Cody Kennedy. I saw him at a football camp one time. I was like, dude, it is 110 degrees
He's wearing a
outside.
sweatshirt.
He's wearing a sweatshirt. He was like, got a wedding coming up, dog.
Got to drop
I gotta
pounds.
get in a tux. I can't even button my tux right now.
Yeah.
So hey,
Whatever
whatever
works.
helps.
Chris Holloman, rank these 80s TV shows based on the main character's vehicle. Magnum P.I., The Fall Guy, Knight Rider, The Dukes of Hazzard, Hardcastle, and McCormick, The A-Team. Knight Rider is
Knight
the
Rider's
original.
number one.
It's got a talking car. I mean, that's
I
awesome.
have never seen The Fall Guy or Hardcastle and McCormick. But you know, Dukes of Hazzard, the Confederate flag notwithstanding, it doesn't really compute in this day, but the fact that it had the horn and it could, you know, fly through the air and still be intact when it hit the ground was pretty cool.
Very good.
We had a guy whenever he's guy in Louisville, his kids went to Winston Academy when I was there, and every day that he drove by the school, he would hit his horn, and his horn was Dixie,
Oh,
was Dukes
God.
of Hazzard. So you would hear that, the Dukes of Hazzard horn, when he drove by every day in his beat up work truck. That was
All right, so
interesting.
here's what we got. All right. Hardcastle McCormick car was a custom-built Coyote X. It resembled a McLaren M6 GT. The
Okay.
Fall Guy truck was a 1982 GMC K2500 Sierra Grand. Big old school pickup truck.
Okay.
All right. Magnum PI drove a red Ferrari 308 GTS.
Okay,
That's
that's going to be
probably
up there.
that's going to be up there.
The A-Team was like a van, wasn't
The
it?
A-Team had the black and red van. I love that van, but that's got to be last. I'm sorry. It's a cool van though. Anything where you can like pull the door and come out with an AK-47, I'm a big fan of. So.
Yeah, but those kind of vans are not really cool anymore
No.
because
No.
now they're for pedophiles.
Right. Well, that, it's not a white van. It was black.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it
Black
so much
with
better.
red stripes. I'm going to rank them thusly. We're going to go Knight Rider 1, Magnum PI 2, Hardcastle McCormick 3, Dukes of Hazzard, Fall Guy, A-Team. But I love the A-Team was my favorite show in here. I just want to point that out.
Yeah, great show, Mr. T.
Chris, longtime listener, first-time Rubner. What if we treat targeting like a red card in soccer? If the foul is committed, the team cannot replace the player on the field. It would be incredible. Imagine if you went down to 10. Because, like,
Yeah,
you
that'd
got to
be
figure
pretty
it out.
wild.
You got to figure that out. You're like, okay, you have to take a defensive lineman out.
My team is on the field.
Well, you just got to take a D lineman out. You can't, like, if you lose a corner, you can't go with no corner. You got to get a D
You
lineman
can
out and put a corner
survive
in.
with a three-man front.
Yeah, or if it's, I mean, even a two-man front, you just blitz a linebacker or something. But
So is it just for that? Is it just for that play?
no, we're talking about they're out in soccer. They're out for the game.
No, that I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't think it is either, but it would be incredible to go down to 10.
For an entire game, eh.
Yeah, it would be tough if it happened. That's why it's a penalty.
Yeah, but that's why the penalty is if you commit two personal fouls, you're out of the game. This
Yeah.
player,
Yeah.
you don't penalize the entire team in that way. I mean, you're losing the game if you get down to
Well, I mean,
10
that's what
players.
happens in soccer a lot of times is, you know, when you have a
Yeah, you know what else happens in soccer a lot of times? 0-0.
It's true. It's true.
And ties, which is
Draws.
the ties,
Draws.
which is the lamest thing in sports.
Okay. Tom
Another thing
Drew.
that's very lame is you correcting something that means the exact same thing.
Yeah, correct. Clean up that verbiage just a little bit.
You just started following soccer 5 years
Also,
ago.
you said you what you what was that score you said?
0-0.
Nil nil.
0-0.
I'm just saying.
Brian acts like he's a longtime soccer fan. He just joined the soccer community like 2 years ago,
Yeah, I have been
and
cheering for Chelsea for 10 years.
now he's drinking tea and eating crumpets.
You ever had crumpets?
I'm sure they're fine.
They're delicious. Yeah.
Have you had an English breakfast?
No, I would never eat beans. I don't eat beans with dinner. I'm definitely not eating it with breakfast.
Exactly. Why do you want to be like these people?
I am just saying. Tom John, if you could pick one assistant coach to bring back for football and basketball, who would it be? Is Darcell McBath the correct? No, they've been playing better.
No,
I can't go
I have
wrong.
no complaints about the defensive backs right now.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you who it is. You're gonna be surprised. For football. You ready? Get out of here.
John Hevesy? Man.
That guy knew how to get more from less. Now,
Yeah, but the problem was the less.
less was his fault, but when he had less, he could get more.
You had to trade off the fact that your offensive line was all three stars.
Yeah. And then the other for basketball, everybody's gonna say Stan Jones.
Stan Johnson, the
But
legend.
I wouldn't mind having Robert Kirby back either. Great recruiter.
Yeah.
So, let's see here. Travis McCain. What's more surprising this season, State's offense or State's defense? It's kind of surprising that it's surprising. I think I'm gonna go with the defense though, because they've just been much better than I thought they would be.
And like the offense has not been bad. It's
No.
been better than last year's, and that we can see that's kind of the frustrating thing is like we can see that the offense can be really good. It's just they just have been inconsistent
Agree.
in execution. It's totally the defense. No one, and I mean no one, could have predicted that Mississippi State would be this productive on defense.
Yeah. Leading the SEC in interceptions.
And you know they're getting off the field.
Yeah.
It's not always pretty, but they know how to get off the
They've
field. And
played good
they're
enough defensively to win every game they've played this year.
yes.
Also from Travis, who's worse at beating themselves, this year's football team or last year's baseball team? God, last year's baseball team had no trouble beating itself. It knew they knew how to blow a lead better than anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's
It's close. They've only
It's
lost.
close.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Let's see here. Working for the weekend today, I had to hand something of mine to someone who had just coughed directly into their hands. Why are hands the go-to for so many people when it comes to coughing or sneezing? Well, what do you want
It's
it to
a
be? The beach?
reflex.
I mean, what are we doing here?
It's a reflex thing.
Yeah, it's just the closest
You're
thing, but
catching it. Like, I've gotten to the point now where like I hardly ever use my hands for that. It's straight into the
into the elbow.
dab.
Yeah, I hear you.
Whatever happened to the dab? I mean, I'm kind of glad it left, but
Working for the weekend. Rank the following based on the amount of credit Jeff Lebby would receive if from the fan base if he did it. Start kick Mario Taylor. Take ownership that the pass call was dumb. Eliminate screen passes or jet sweeps from the playbook. Win one SEC game. Obviously, number one is win one SEC game. He just
Yeah.
does that, everybody's going to get back on board.
The take ownership thing, I don't think that would have helped. I think
Bad.
people would have said, oh, so
There was
he
no
doesn't
making
even
people
stand
happy.
behind his own play calling.
There was no making anybody happy from that one. Starting
No.
Kamario Taylor, people will give him a lot of credit right up until Kamario Taylor wasn't able to run the offense.
Yep.
So, Paul Barrett needs me to order this burger for him. You want me to do this?
What is the burger?
Oh, he didn't tag you. Here we go. Name of this burger, Daddy, is the American Dream. It's a house-cut burger, if you will, with a beer glazed onion. Ooh-wee, I like a beer glazed onion with pickles. They got the beer cheese, so I'm doubling up on the beer. I'm gonna triple up on the beer, Daddy. Fries, it comes on a sourdough bread, sour like baby doll's kisses, brother. She left me hanging and going back to Tully Blanchard. That sounds like a great deal right there. Get you the American Dream burger, Daddy.
That's pretty good.
All right, it does sound good, actually. All right, Ford Polk, does the speed limit start when you see the sign or when you get to the sign? This is an age-old question. I believe it's when you get to the sign, but it's damn sure when I see the sign.
Yeah, when you see it, you need to start
I'm
slowing
starting
down
to speed up, yeah.
or
Slow
accelerate.
down or slow down, yeah. We've had Yankee Stadium and Fenway host bowl games, but is there a weirder place to host the bowl than the Frisco Bowl at the Star in Frisco, the Cowboys practice facility? That's a weird one.
That is a very
Definitely a
weird
weird
one.
one.
Oh, so what is the setup in there?
I don't know. I don't think I watched the Frisco Bowl to tell you. So,
That can't be a lot of seats.
yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Should the Spanish announcers table be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame? No one's taken more bumps than the Spanish announce table. I don't see why they couldn't put it in. Just put the table into the Hall of Fame. Yeah. By the way.
Ricardo Rodriguez and
Why is there
who's
not an actual WWE Hall of Fame? Would you not go to it? I would go
Yes,
to it.
it's. I don't think Hall of Fame should exist without a physical Hall of Fame.
Right.
If
Like
you create a
they
Hall of
have all the
Fame,
stuff. You've seen the warehouse. Do that, get some busts or some interactive things and put the Hall of Fame together.
I don't know why it's not. I
It's
mean, I would imagine it would probably be in
a huge
Stanford
revenue
or
booster.
Hartford or.
And they don't have to do anything. Like they already have
No.
the stuff.
Just
So,
build the building.
yeah.
And I mean, it's a tiny expense for them that you can make back easily by charging people tickets to get in the building. So, yeah, I don't get it.
Kivas Wright, two questions. Did you guys watch Wrestle Dream? And if so, what are your thoughts? You did not, but I did. It was okay. It was just okay. There were some really good matches, but I thought the main event lacked. So that was the.
Sting came back.
He did come back, and that was cool, but the way the match ended was just weird.
Santa stink.
Yeah, well, he's all white haired now.
His
Also,
beard's completely white. It's just a like
well, he
goofy
has a beard,
goatee.
first and foremost. That's the new thing there. He didn't have a beard before.
Yeah, it looks like more like a goat.
Yeah. And then his hair's white now, too. So,
Yeah. He's going all in on
yeah,
that.
he's
Man,
retired. Let him go.
don't mess around.
If you could only choose to eat one of these the rest of your life, would it be fried chicken or fried catfish?
Chicken.
Chicken.
Because there's days where I just don't want
Yeah,
catfish.
exactly.
I don't want fish every day. I could eat chicken every single day.
Well, I don't think it's asking you that. It's saying you can only have one of them. So it's saying you can have fried chicken, but you can't have fried catfish. You can have other things. You can just never have fried catfish.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I can eat fried chicken every single day. I
Okay, I
can't
see.
do without fried chicken.
Okay, I got you. Matt McCann. I'm sorry, no, Matt Jordan. You're gonna have to answer this one because as we have talked about, I know now that I know he listens, I feel bad, but I'm not a big hearty listener. What are your top five
Well, he
favorite?
called you Brad yesterday,
He didn't call me
so
Brad, so I can get away with this. What are your?
he's here for me.
Yeah, I know. Your top five Hardy songs. Go.
I told him yesterday, "Hate Your Hometown" is one of my favorite songs. "Sold Out" is on there. I don't know if I could rank them, but I'll just throw out my favorite ones:
Yeah.
"Mockingbird and the Crow." I love "Boots." How many is that?
Four.
Four? Ooh, what a What I want to go with the other one. I don't want to pick the wrong one. This is a very serious question. His favorite song he's ever written, he said, was "A Rock." That's a really good song. But I'll say, I'll go back to the original Hardy. I'll go Rednecker. I'll put that in there.
Okay.
That's my top five.
Matt McCann, the Mascot Challenge, Texas Edition, Texas State.
Bobcats.
Right.
Is that right?
UTSA.
Roadrunners?
Correct. Dallas Baptist.
Patriots.
That's right. Stephen F. Austin.
Ooh. All right, they're purple. Gosh, Stephen F. Austin. Is it a animal?
It is not.
Okay. I don't know. I can't remember them.
They're the Lumberjacks.
The Lumberjacks, dadgummit.
Sam Houston State.
That one I don't quite remember either. They like the Wildcats or
You're
something?
on the right page. They're the Bearcats, but with a
Bearcats.
K.
That's right. Dang it, I missed two. That's got to be
That's the
two of the
worst you've
first
ever
ones I
done.
missed.
What is the strangest road you've ever been on? We drove on Boogertown Road in Sevierville, Tennessee last week. Sevierville. I'm sorry if I mispronounced it. I don't know.
I think that is right.
Okay.
Booger Town Road.
That's a
It
tough
was
one.
strange for me to turn on Falk Road, where my grandparents live, when they first put up the sign. Seeing your name on a road was kind of weird.
I bet.
I've been on Elm Street before, and that was kind of strange.
That's good, yeah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to find the name of this road. So I was driving back from Arkansas from the game there that State played in, I guess it was 2019. I can't find it, but like, oh yeah, I remember what it was now. The name of the road was Big Danger Road. I was like, I don't want to be on this road.
Why would you do that?
I don't know why you would name a road that, but there you go.
Maybe it's someone that really didn't want anybody to come down the road, so
Yeah,
they
I'll let you know.
created this ominous sign.
Ethan Brazil asks, can you ask State to work on the audio in the press conference? We cannot hear the questions that y'all asked on their videos. Hey, guys, Dirty Lance and the boys, work on that.
I don't think it has anything to do with them.
I know, but they know who to talk to.
Yeah, it's kind of a constant problem. And like it comes from the TV center, I think, but like we've had this issue. Like 1 week the mic wasn't even working. A lot of weeks you can't even hear it. There was like some popping on it yesterday. I don't know. And it needs to probably be addressed.
Also, how much Texas orange are you expecting this weekend in the stadium? A good bit. I don't think it'll be as bad as Tennessee, but it'll be a good bit of Texas fans.
Tyler Horka will be one of them.
Oh, is he coming?
Horka's coming to stay
I
with
didn't
me this
know that. All right.
weekend.
Very good.
I told him last time he came, they swept Mississippi State in baseball. I said, "This is it. If something happens, if it's a bad weekend for Mississippi State, you're not allowed back here again." So we'll see how that goes.
Dalton Lee, the wedding we attended this weekend was a blast, as expected, and it definitely shows as my wife is on day two of her hangover, mainly thanks to a certain
Jeez.
outcome in Gainesville last night. It happens. At one point in the night, we were stumbling home. We passed a man who was easily 6 foot 6, 250 pounds of muscle, being dragged down the street by two small girls, each no taller than 5 foot 2. We all shared looks and acknowledged it had been a long night. What's your wildest story from NOLA? What about your strangest thing seen? Safe for work, not safe for work. Both are welcome. Whatever works on your parental rating system. So, do you got a good New Orleans story? Because I do.
Not really. I haven't had any
All right.
wild New Orleans moments.
All right, settle in.
Oh boy.
So, my bachelor party went down there with some friends. We got down there on Thursday with a small group, and then the big group, everybody showed up on Friday. So, Thursday, we're down there with a guy who had never been before. God rest his soul. He's no longer with us. And we're walking, and I've been to New Orleans enough times to know my way around Bourbon Street and all that. So I know where I am. And the guy, he sort of elbows me and goes, "That chick's hot." I was like, "Where?"
Oh, no.
Like, "Where?" It's like right over there in front of that bar. I was like, "That's a guy." And he's like, no way. I was like, "Oh, that's definitely a guy." I was like, "I see the bar." I was like, that's a guy." He goes, "No chance." I was like, "Well, go ask her. You don't believe me." He walks over there and he gets like close to her and he's like, he speaks to her and she starts like twisting his nipples and like she's like rubbing on him and stuff. And I see him basically just say, "Are you a guy?" I see his mouth go like that. Did not hesitate. She pulled up the dress and buddy, there it was.
No.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I was dying. He runs back to me. It was a dude. It was a dude. The first time I went to New Orleans, I thought I was going to have to live there the rest of my life because I got separated from the group. And we were down at remember the old Winn-Dixie Showdown?
Yeah.
So we went to that, and I got hammered on beers at the Superdome. And like, we all got separated. And I like found a cab driver. I was like, "Do you know where this bar, the Gold Mine?" I was like, "Do you know where this is?" He's like, "No." It's like, "Can you take me to Bourbon Street?" Yeah. I get in the car. I'm on Bourbon. I've never been there. I'm like, "Oh my God." So I find a cop. I'm like, "Man, I'm really drunk. And my friend said they were going to meet me at the Gold Mine. Where is that?" So the cop gives me the directions. I get in there and they're not there. And I just pulled up to the bar and ordered a beer and a shot. And I was like, "I live in New Orleans now." And then 2 seconds later, my friend Riley Nelson grabs me from behind. He's like, "We had written you off. We were done. We were out." It's like, all right. Then I got to go on with my life as it was. So that was, but then nothing on top. Old Tony, God rest his soul.
Thought you were about to say the Gold Mine was
It's not one of those. No, it's a regular bar.
One of those bars that Vito ended up at.
No, no.
It's a joke!
Robbie, it's a joke.
It's a joke. Say hello to your wife for me.
Yeah. Riley, one time, the statute of limitations is over. The bartender, they had the spin the wheel thing where like they would spin the wheel and you had like drink specials based on what the wheel said.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept hitting flaming Dr. Peppers.
Oh, boy.
The bartender told him, "The only person I've ever seen drink more Flamin' Dr. Peppers than you in one night is a lineman from the University of Tennessee." There you go.
When we got into college and we found out how to make Flamin' Dr. Peppers, it was just.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
There you go. But yeah, my story, I feel like it's pretty good.
That was pretty good. That was a great story.
Cameron Worm.
Big Worm.
We already answered the first question here. What kind of candy do you give out to trick-or-treaters? I'm pretty basic with the Snickers, Three Musketeers, Skittles, Reese's. You know, you get the variety packs and pour them in a bucket.
We don't really do Halloween anymore, like trick-or-treat, like, because we live out in the
you live out in
country,
the country,
so
yeah.
It's great.
Ian Ladner, I'm in the – Lebby gets a year three camp. What do you need to see him play calling over the rest of the season to think he gets a fourth? It's not about play calling. It's just about winning.
Yeah.
I want to see winning. I could care less about the play calling.
I'm really not hung up on Jeff Lebby's play calling. Like,
yeah, I'm not either.
I don't think it's been that bad.
No. The play calling was good enough on Saturday to roll up 500 yards, which should have been enough for 40 points, but they make mistakes.
And they could have had 600
yards. 600 yards and 40 points without question. The play calling was not the issue.
Yeah.
Until the end. The last play call was an issue.
Last play was bad.
The message is spreading. See this picture from the New Mexico balloon fiesta. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Very nice. Would you ride in a hot air balloon?
No.
Funny you ask. I wouldn't. But one of our great listeners, Alexandra Watson, is a regular hot air balloon rider and chaser in Tupelo. And she has asked if I ever wanted to do it. And my answer was simple. No.
There's no way.
No chance. I got no interest in it whatsoever.
What happens if the thing pops?
Exactly. I don't want to deal with
Like
that.
what's the backup plan? I don't know how it works. Like, is there parachutes? Or are we
Or
just
you just
gonna
die.
do you just sit in the bottom and tuck your head between your legs
Yeah,
and
you hope for the best.
kiss it goodbye?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Here's that tweet I was talking about from Corey Botts, where you just say thunder and lightning discount. Good job. Brian Norman, when Chapin threw the interception Saturday night, I slapped myself in the face. Is this normal behavior for a State fan, or do I need help? Totally normal.
I've done that before.
That's no
I've hit
problem.
myself before. Like,
Yeah.
why are you doing this to yourself?
Exactly.
That's what I do all the time.
Pain sleeper, rank these feelings. A package you're really excited for getting delivered a few days early, unexpectedly. The rare white Christmas in Mississippi. As a kid, when trick-or-treating, the house has king-size candy.
Ooh.
Throwing something away from across the room and making an unbelievable shot. Man, when you can Kobe that thing from across the room, that is always fun. I think the answer for me, back in the day, if you got to somebody's house and they had the regular size Snickers, oh, like that.
Yeah, you hit the
Looking like,
jackpot.
it's a great house. It's a great house.
Yeah.
That's got to be number one.
That's probably like an older person's house.
Yeah.
It
Christmas
number
in
one,
Mississippi, I think we've only had one in my life.
I've only experienced like one or two, but
Yeah.
if that happened, that would be number one for me.
Okay.
Like not like sticking to the ground like as much at like 'cause I want to be able to leave the house.
Yeah. You just wanted to have
But
the
like
nice little
if it's
powder
just
on the
snowing,
ground.
yeah, that happened a
Yeah.
few years ago. But that's number one for me. And
Okay.
then it would probably be the
The candy.
king size
Yeah.
candy
Making the
package being
shot and then the
delivered.
package is
The
four.
package would go ahead of the shot.
Oh, I think the shot goes ahead.
Well, but like if you got something earlier than expected and you get a chance to enjoy it before
I guess.
you, that'd be number one.
I'm
Or not
such a
number one, that'd be
package
number two.
tracker. Like as soon as I get a package, I'm tracking it. Like I always know. If you had no
I just
budget.
order and whenever it shows up, it shows up.
If you had no budget, what's the best three band concert you could put together? The bands could be dead or alive, and they're all in their prime. I mean, this is pretty simple, right? We're going Beatles, Rolling Stones, and Led Zeppelin.
Like the biggest bands of all time.
Yeah. I mean,
Maybe
simple.
maybe you could argue AC/DC in there just from the
Maybe.
live
If you want to go a little
experience.
heavier, you could go like AC/DC, Metallica, Led
Metallica.
Zeppelin.
Yeah. Queen.
Queen.
Queen would be an incredible
Yeah.
concert.
A
That would
dream
be like
horse.
Wayne Stock. Was it Wayne Stock?
Yes.
That would be
Yes.
like Wayne
They
Stock.
had what,
Then
Aerosmith, Van Halen,
Aerosmith.
and Pearl Jam, right?
Yeah.
I mean, great. Plus Crucial Taunt. Don't forget Crucial Taunt was there. I drove for almost 6 years before anything happened in one of my tires. Then in a 2 month span, I ran over two screws. Is there a time that comes to mind where you were just so unlucky all you could do is just laugh? Yeah, this year,
All
my
the
wife and I have
time.
totaled three cars. None of them were our fault.
They weren't.
I got into a wreck because an old lady T-boned me at a stop sign. I had the right of way. I'm going, and she just doesn't stop. Totals my car. Then my wife, her car she started the year with, when we had a hailstorm run through here, totaled. Got damage all over the car, and the insurance said we're just going to total it. And then she was driving and got hit by a falling tree limb, which has got to be a one in a million shot. Thankfully, not hurt, but totaled the car. My wife has
That
had
was kind of amazing.
three cars this year.
I did not believe you when you like I was
See the
very
pictures?
skeptical. I was like, you're lying. That
No. Big
you screwed
branch
up.
fell out
No,
of a tree like a
it fell.
movie. Like a movie, Robbie. So yeah, that's it's me this year.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Andrew Norwood, if you can get a free private lesson from one of these drummers, who do you choose? Two from Sleep Token, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Lars Ulrich from Metallica, or Christoph Schneider from Rammstein. First off, I mean, what am I going to do with Rammstein? And they go, Duas! That's all I'm going to do the whole time.
They have a drum. They have
Yeah,
some drums.
I'm going Chad Smith just because he seems the coolest.
Chad Smith, 100%.
Big Lakers
He
fan too.
j a couple years ago he was playing on some of Ozzy's stuff.
Yeah.
So I would love to just pick his brain. And
There
he's
you
just a great drummer.
go.
Lars is he might be the worst drummer on this list.
He might be.
Lars is not a great drummer. But also two would be pretty cool. He's a really good drummer, but it's gonna be Chad Smith.
Brad Baxter, in terms of overall depth, where does this upcoming season's baseball roster rank in MSU history? High.
It's up towards the
When you
top.
hear my interview with Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball that I did earlier today, I'm going to have that on the podcast feed later this week. He is excited about this team.
Yeah.
He knows. He's seeing it. He's like, he basically said the same thing you and I have been saying. He's like, I don't know who's going to start. Like,
But whoever
we're keeping all
starts is going to be
happy.
really good.
Yeah. Also, Blue Jays or Dodgers to win the World Series? Well, since a blimp can't crash into the stadium and take out the Dodgers, I guess
Or
they're
the Blue
eliminated.
Jays.
Well, no, because the Dodgers need to go because they're going to win it. It's going to be the Dodgers. Oh, you
Why
don't like the
aren't
Blue
they
Jays.
getting
That's right.
more hate? People hate the Yankees,
Yeah, I'm
which is
with
my
you
favorite team.
100% on this.
You're on the other end of it
But the
though, because
Dodgers
you
are much more evil empire than the
like I don't
Yankees have ever
understand
been.
why they're more likable. Like
Yeah,
I
I'm with you.
Shohei Ohtani is behind the scenes is cheating,
Yeah.
and everybody acts like he's just the greatest guy of all time, and we're supposed to cheer for the Dodgers, and they are what everybody thinks the Yankees are.
I was told he played the odds of three home runs in one game on FanDuel. That's why he did that.
I'm sure because he's a freaking robot.
Yeah. Jared Reiser, what is difference with State's offense? The first drive where they score somewhat easily, and the rest of the game where they can't do anything. I mean, it's pretty simple. Levy is a really good play scripter.
It's the
He's a
same
good play
thing.
caller. The calls are there.
This is what this offense does. Like they come out and they usually like they script it all week or whatever, and they come out and they execute it and they score. They do it at Ole Miss. Tennessee does it a lot of times. It's just tougher for them when teams adjust or the game plays out, it changes. But on that first drive, when you're setting the tone, that's how it happens.
Yeah.
It would be nice if it worked out
It's
differently, but Ole Miss has been the same way for years.
a
They're
long
like that with
time.
Levy
They've gotten
too.
a little bit better, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right, last one here from Dennis Smith. Not a question, just some vintage finds from a storage someone had and was selling. $30 for all of it, and there's three stadium seats in all. Don't mind my daughter in the back eating lunch. She looks like she's having a good time. That's some cool stuff, though. That
I
bulldog
had one of those stadium seats.
statue is cool. I like that. So.
Yeah, I had one of those stadium seats circa like
You wanna go?
1996.
You wanna see what he got? He is at OmaDogs21. And give that a look. All right, tomorrow's show. We got a lot going on. We got an opponent preview with Joe Cook from Inside Texas. That's already done. I mentioned my interview with Mark Etheridge. Today on the podcast feed, my interview with Father Burke Masters will be up there. A very different interview than I've ever done before. Robbie and I both kind of branched out a little bit. This week he got to talk. His is a little more famous. He talks into Hardy, but I got Father Burke. We talk about faith, fandom, and being a Mississippi State legend. I think that's an interesting interview. I hope you will check it out. And then also later this week, Matt Caldwell, former Mississippi State offensive lineman, one of our great friends, joins us to relive a really funny story about the about Mississippi State beating Texas twice, but more importantly, about Jackie turning a bull into a steer. It's a great story.
Yes.
You'll look forward to it. I hope you enjoy it. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Self high five.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.